Oscar Wilde was a great writer, although he led a very bad life. He said once, "I love people more than I like principles, and I love people without principles more than anything else in the world." He also said when once he was asked, because he was so much into hedonism, they asked him, "You know, what about self-control in your life?" He goes, "The only thing I can't resist is temptation." And so although these things are displays of his wittiness, if you want to read something profound, read De Profundis that he wrote based on Psalm 130 when he was in prison. "Out of the depths I cried out to you, O Lord." Because at the end of his life, he was baptized and repented as much as he was able. And he said, more profoundly, "Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future." This sort of approach of compassion was always the teaching of Jesus, who reminded us that we have one common enemy, this dysfunctional behavior that we call by the ancient name sin. Psychologists and therapists think of many names for this type of dependency on dysfunctional behavior. But for the Christian, we are always taught that sin is a symptom before it becomes the problem. And they'll teach you this when you study dependent behavior, that whatever you become dependent upon, whatever substance or behavior, get at the cause. Why were you so hungry? Why were you so famished? Why were you so starved for affection, for attention? Like a child crying. Why were you crying inside that led you to that issue, to that substance, where you wanted to forget who you are? Because some people party because they have something to celebrate. But sometimes we party because we have nothing to celebrate. And we want the noise and the whirlwind to help us forget where we are and when we are going. And so, just as Oscar Wilde found out at the end of his life, he said, everybody has hungers and thirst, and we are tempted to be dependent on substances. And it is Jesus' teaching that says, be brave. You are not alone. Every saint has a past, and you have a future. Rise up and ask yourself the profound, deep question. What is missing in your life? What hunger is there? And do not replace it with a poor substitute or a substance, but replace it with friendship, with prayer, with scriptures, with Christ. And find that your nature will be filled. Because Oscar Wilde also said, Christ makes this proposition, that everything you do be beautiful so that you might become beautiful. So when you think of the choices that are before you, ask yourself the deeper question, what is motivating my choice? What is it in my life that I seek? We like to shop in life without knowing what we are shopping for. And that's why we pray for wisdom and guidance, that God might give us the courage and the perception for us to see what is really missing and what is really needed, because nature abhors a vacuum. We will fill those spaces which are empty in our life with something or someone. Fill it with prayer. Fill it with scriptures, fill it with fellowship and friendship and honest people who care more about you than about what you can give them. So remember and console yourself. You are not alone. Everybody in this church, every atheist and agnostic, faces those same human choices. All we say is we face them with God. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. That's us, with a bright future. Slava Iisusu Hristu!